From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
She says she will end the war, but she continues to say she'll keep combat troops in Iraq and continue combat missions in Iraq. To me, that's not ending the war. That's a continuation of the war.
She voted for a war to authorize sending troops into Iraq and then later said this was a war for diplomacy. I don't think that it, now that may be politically savvy, but I don't think that it offers the clear contrast that we need.
On every issue from health care for children to an energy policy that puts us on the right track to deal with climate change and make us more secure, I have been standing against the Republicans, George Bush and Dick Cheney, and I will continue to do so, and I think Democrats know that.
We want to look to a plan for effective action against the PKK. It will require not just the United States and Turkey, but also the Iraqi government, and that is a discussion that I plan to have when I see Prime Minister Maliki.
The studios are claiming that the revenues that they're getting from downloads and web streaming and mobile phones and all these new devices, it is unclear how big that pie is, but the question is, shouldn't they in any case grant a percentage of that pie to the writers?
I hope that our efforts and the efforts of the Teamsters convince this industry that they need us to provide creative content, and that without us, yes, effectively, they don't have a product.
General Musharraf is not the sort of character who will quietly go away. He will quite likely respond by imposing either an emergency or martial law.
I personally, with all my conviction and with all the facts available to me, consider that inaction at this moment is suicide for Pakistan, and I cannot allow this country to commit suicide.